Siddur Snippet series is generously sponsored by the Issaka family. Been learning Ata Kadosh Shimcha Kadosh. What does it mean? That Hashem, that God is holy, Ukdoshim B'chol Yom, and those who are holy, Yahalalucha, they praise Hashem each and every day. We've spoken about several different paradigms, or models, or definitions of Kedusha. How can we simultaneously describe Hashem as holy and human beings, people, Kedoshim, those who follow Him as holy? Who are these Kedoshim B'chol Yom Yahalalucha Selah? So we mentioned last night, the Avud Raham says the Kedoshim are Klal Yisrael, the Jewish people. We are distinguished in our holiness and our sanctity. We are distinguished and we are apart in our striving and our ambition for holiness, not for happiness. Pasuk says, Kedoshim to you, Anshei Kodesh to you and Li. We have several references for our mission and our mandate to not be ordinary, to not be mundane, to not be secular, to not live in a profane way, but to live holy lives, which we're regularly trying to elevate the physical around us. So the Avud Raham understands the Kedoshim B'chol Yom are none other than Klal Yisrael. However, the Totos HaChaim and others disagree and suggest who are the Kedoshim that we're speaking about here are the Malachim. The Malachim are the Kedoshim. Why would one think Malachim are more appropriate or apt to describe them as Kedoshim than human beings? Because we're using the same description for Hashem, for God, as we are for people, the Kedoshim. So God, what does it mean that God is Kadosh? He's mufrash and muvdal. He's separate and apart. He's elevated. He's singular. He's unique. He's different than all others. Who else is transcendent, separate, apart, not brought down or lowered or diminished by this world? The malachim, the angels. So Totzos Chaim makes a lot of sense. Ukdoshim b'chol yom. Who are the kedoshim b'chol yom? The malachim. The angels who are an extension, who are emissaries, ambassadors of Hashem, all day, Yahalalucha Selah, through their lives, through their actions, through their existence, I should say, they are praising Hashem. The real question is on the Avud Raham. How can we describe the Jewish people, our Kedoshim, in the same manner that we're describing Hashem as Kadosh? How could that same word apply to both? We addressed this when we saw the inside of Rav Shimon Shkop, Haktam Ashar Yosher. But another answer, Rav Zev Lev Shlita explains the name of Rav Gifter, Rav Mordechai Gifter. And he says the following. He says, real Kedusha is not to transcend or escape, to be ascetic, to live apart from this physical world. Real Kedusha is to engage the physical world, but not to lose our identity, to be absorbed or assimilated into it. It's to engage the physical world, but to elevate it, to distinguish it. So, for example, the Rambam Sefer Kedusha. The Rambam, his Mishnah Torah is divided into 14 books, Yad HaChazaka. He called it the Mishnah Torah. He writes in the introduction, you don't really need the Gemara anymore. Mishnah Torah, I got you covered. We, a little less confident, called the Yad HaChazaka, not the Mishnah Torah. Yad is 14. There are 14 books, and one of the books is called Kedusha. And what laws do you find in the book of Kedusha? If I were writing a manual, a guide, an encyclopedia of Jewish law, and a book I was designating by the title, Holiness, Sanctity, Kedusha, what laws would you put in it? Maybe I'd put Yom Kippur. Maybe I'd put Shabbos. I would think of the most lofty, the most elevated laws. What does the Rambam include in the book of Kedusha? Hilchos ma'achalas asuros, the laws of eating. He puts the laws of intimacy, the laws of physical relations. He puts the mundane, seemingly base or animal behaviors, because holiness and sanctity is not living ascetic, it's not living above, it's rather to engage but to elevate. We believe in eating and enjoying eating, but it has to be kosher. We believe in intimacy and the pleasure associated with it, but it has to be with the right person, in the right context, at the right time. We believe that holiness, Kedusha, is not by living away and apart. Kedusha is by engaging and by elevating. That is the Ribono Shel Olam. Hashem has a dira b'tachtonim. He is immersed in this world, and yet He's apart. He is accessible, and yet He's distant. He is involved, and yet He is unattached. The same way Hashem is the model of Kedusha, of holiness. Because what is holiness? He has a dira b'tachtonim. Hashem is available, accessible. His shechina is shachein. He is our neighbor. He has a dwelling here on earth. And yet, simultaneously, He's here and He's not here. He is immersed and He is elevated above and He is apart. And that's what we are supposed to be as well. To engage this world, but to do so in a way that we elevate it. And this explains, says Rav Gifter, Rabbi Lef, that's why we talk about that word, Kedusha, Kaddish, Kedushin. But we have another word, hektish. What is hektish? Hektish also comes from the same root. Hektish means designated. To take something physical and to designate it for a holy purpose, the service of Hashem. Hektish is really an expression, a manifestation, a demonstration of the definition of Kedusha. To designate something physical, to engage it and use it, but to designate it for a holy purpose. Our lives should be Hektish, should be Kedusha, should be Kadosh, should be elevated. So that, says Rabbi Lev, says Rav Gifter, that's how we can compare, that's understanding they don't connect it to the Avud Raham. But it's not only the Kedoshim B'chol Yom are the angels. The Kedoshim B'chol Yom are Klal Yisrael. Who are Kedoshim B'chol Yom? Those who live in this world, who engage this world, who enjoy this world, but like Hektish, designate this world for the service of Hashem. Elevate it as something which is holy and apart and distinguished and special. And when you live a life that way, Ukdoshim B'chol Yom, what are you doing all day? Yahalalu Chasela. You're praising Hashem. When you live life that way, your life is designated in the service of Him and to feel and to see Him. So the whole day you see Him and you feel Him and you praise Him. If you're not living a life of Kedusha, you're wondering, where is He? He's not with me at work or in the gym. He's not with me when I'm sleeping or eating. But if life is Kedusha, we're designating and engaging. And as we behave with all the physical behaviors, but we're elevating life of Kedusha, then b'chol yom yahalalu chasela. Then we're praising Him throughout the entire day. Selah means ongoing in a consistent fashion. And then we conclude, maybe we'll start or do one half of one more snippet. Baruch atah Hashem, HaKel HaKadosh. Why that word, Kel? True Ya Asos Yimei Tshuva, we switch it for HaMelech, but why HaKel instead of one of the other names for God to conclude that bracha? We will conclude ourselves next time.